This morning, we have a couple of guests joining us here in our studios. Joanne Runyon is with us this morning. She is the Atlantic High School School-to-Work Coordinator. And Heather McKay is with us. She's the AHS Principal. Thank you for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.
Absolutely. We're going to talk a little bit about a program that is going to be what's been coordinated for quite some time now, because it takes a lot of coordination to do this. But it's going to, it's going to go off without a hitch tomorrow. It's the Atlantic Community Schools High School Service Learning Day. Is going to be tomorrow. Opportunity for the youngsters to get out and show some support for the community. Heather, why is something like this important?
It's extremely important. First and foremost, because we are very blessed to be in a part of a community that does so much for our school system. And so when Mr. Herring started this back in the early 2000s, it's an opportunity for us to give back to those who constantly give to us. At Joanne Runyon, you know, she is an amazing organizer, and she has done a lot of, let's just be honest, she's done all of the legwork for Service Learning Day, making all the contacts, getting everything orchestrated. You know, too many times I think as a society anymore, and it may not be fair of me to make a blanket statement like this, but we need to make sure that we show appreciation to those who do for us. And they don't do it for the gratitude or the appreciation, but that doesn't mean they don't deserve it. And so I love this day because it's a way to bond and have a different type of life experience as a school and give back to the community that always gives to us.
Sure. And we talk so much about oftentimes, it depends upon the opportunities they're given, but oftentimes students grow up and they go off to college and that they find their way somewhere else. It doesn't necessarily lead them back to their hometown. So this might be their opportunity, their one opportunity to really show appreciation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it is so important, you know, with the Chamber of Commerce, they've also started to do a lot of work with volunteerism. And this just, I think, partners very well with that as well. So we're fortunate that Joanne is willing to take this on and make lots of contacts and get things organized for us, and that, you know, the high school educators get the kids fired up, and they try to make it fun as well. But they do a lot of hard work.
All right. So tomorrow, Joanne, you are unleashing the student population onto the community, and they're going all over the place.
I am. I'm going to unleash them. But I'm not going to do that until after Roger Herring talks to them, because he's going to come in and talk a little bit about the importance of volunteerism and kind of give them the pep talk to go out there in the community and do their thing.
You bet. How did you find all the jobs that these young people need to work on? Has that been a multifaceted process?
It has. We have about 27 seminar groups. So I started out with the number 27 in mind. If I could find 27 different locations and jobs for the students to go. And we have a number of locations that have two groups. Mm-hmm. But we have about 24 or 25 different locations. One of the big ones is Park and Rec. There are a number of parks, like 6 or 7 different parks that those students are going to be working in. And as seminar groups, they're divided by grade level, right, Heather?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to go do everything from the Shelburg recreational area, rock quarry, to Sunnyside Pool, to lots of things at Sunnyside Park, and then there's Holt Park. We're going to work in the city park and help them revive the mulch of the trees that's already there. And then we have 3 retirement facilities, Atlantic Specialty Care, and Allen Place, and Heritage House, that we're going to send groups to as well.
They're going to be spread out pretty thin, aren't they?
Right.
Or pretty thick, I guess. There's going to be a lot of them out there. How many students participate then?
Well, we have just a little over 440 students at the high school.
So this isn't just the senior class.
No, this is all grades.
This is the entire
building.
High school. Are they required to do this?
It is a regular school attendance day. We're just taking the classrooms outside.
So they are going to go out, and they are all going to get their hands dirty.
Yes. Yep.
Very good.
Hopefully they will have gloves.
Well, of course, and safety is an important thing,
right,
too. We're not sending them out to do anything that we wouldn't do.
Correct, correct. And one of the jobs that Joanne has lined up for students that I'm really excited about is there are some some yards that for people who could use some additional help. And I think that's really, really important too, giving students an opportunity to know some of their neighbors possibly.
That's true too. And we have a lot of youngsters that are going to, by the way, we should throw out this public service announcement right now while we're talking about this, mm-hmm. because we are unleashing all these students all over the community to do all this work. If you're out traveling and driving, so watch for them while they're out helping too, and maybe give them a honk and a wave once in a while too, and tell them you appreciate it, but be careful out there too. The traffic patterns are going to change a little bit.
That would be fantastic.
And we're probably going to have them out from maybe 8:45 until 11:30 noon. I know they'll all be done by noon because we're going to bring them back to the high school and have lunch.
Yep.
Very good. A lot of work to be done there. And it seems like there's a lot of things this time of the year anyway, because it's that time of the year when things are kind of dull and brown and haven't greened up quite yet. There's a lot of sticks to pick up, a lot of things that kind of need leaves that didn't get raked last year, a lot of things like that that really need to be done.
The interesting thing is that we were going to work with a chamber and plant flowers in downtown Atlantic. Well, it's too early to plant flowers, so that kind of went by the wayside.
Well, I tell you what, it's a good thing you're doing it now and not doing it last week or the week before or the week before that.
We would not have been out there.
No, you'd have been out there and, you'd have needed boots and heavy gloves and everything else, it seems like. So at least you got a good day for it.
Absolutely. And we've been watching the weather, and I'm like, please, can January be over? We're ready for April.
It can rain on Tuesday, but it doesn't
not
need
much.
Right. It doesn't need to rain on Wednesday.
Just not so much. Right. Is there anything required of the students? I mean, do they need to bring their own stuff or anything? Everything's pretty much provided.
It depends on the job. Yeah. It really depends on the job. So there are some, like, for instance, the yards, you know, they to bring their own rakes. Sure. Make sure they bring gloves. I sent an email out to parents on Monday. You know, kids, dress in layers. Don't wear your best clothes. Make sure you wear old shoes, et cetera, because some groups will be painting. And
sure.
So they've all organized that within their seminars. And then, like a lot of the groups that Joanne has, they've also said, well, we will have this available for mm-hmm. them here. And
sure. And you're working with some community groups and things, too, to do all these
right.
this work. And they'll help them along the
and
way.
And there'll be a number of groups that are able to carpool to their work site. And then we will have bus transportation for some of them that are out, like perhaps to Atlantic Head Start
sure.
or to the T-Bone Trail or those areas.
Yeah, we really are spreading them out quite a ways.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are.
Very mm-hmm. good.
We are.
When it comes to doing something like this, it's a good opportunity for youngsters not just to learn about good hard work,
mm-hmm.
but it's also a chance to learn about, like as you said up front, giving back a little bit, understanding that you're part of a larger community and you need to be able to work within that community to make positive things happen. Is this a theme now? I know this has been done before. Joanne and I talked mm-hmm. about this before, but it's been done before, but not necessarily maybe on a regular basis.
It
are you
going
to try to make it more regular?
Yeah, it used mm-hmm. to be on a every 2 year we would alternate between this and career day.
Sure.
And then some scheduling. We had to cancel a couple times because of weather. We tried in the fall 1 year. So, you know, based on the conversations we've had at school to work, we would like to get back on a natural rotation of every 2 years. So
the last time we did this, I believe, was in 2013. Mm-hmm. So we've missed a cycle in here, basically.
So they've got a lot of work to do to make up for
there
that.
There you
huh?
go.
That could be.
See how that works.
You're right.
So should people be maybe thinking about that in the future then, kind of keep that in the back of their mind, that there might be some projects that would be good projects for these youngsters to tackle in the future?
Absolutely.
You're always looking for other opportunities.
Yep. So if we're to that, so 2020 would be potentially the next year we would have it, because next year should be a career day year.
Very good. So at least make those plans.
You know, there's a lot of volunteerism that goes on in the community
sure.
through all of your organizations, 4-H, you know, clubs, that sort of thing, mm-hmm. church groups.
Yep.
So we're not just the only ones out there.
Absolutely. You bet. Well, it's a good opportunity, though.
Absolutely.
And as we talked up front, it's good for the community to see this. It's not just something that they're doing behind closed doors. It's getting out, getting off campus, getting out into the community, being seen in a positive light. There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Everything's
not at
all. Right with that.
Absolutely.
So very good. It's nice to do that. Well, thank you both for working so hard to make all this work out.
Again, it's all Joanne Runyon.
I was just going to say Joanne
mm-hmm.
especially.
Absolutely.
Thank you. We're looking forward to it, really.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to it.
I am too.
Very
I am
good.
Too. It's a great great way to make some different kinds of memories with kids.
Yeah. Should be fun. And as I say, if you see them out, make sure you comment to them as well how much you appreciate that so that they understand right. how important it is to do those types of things.
Stop and talk to them. Only don't delay their work.
Well, they're not the chain gang, but we do expect to get some work done.
Absolutely.
Very good. Joanne, Heather, thanks so much for coming by.
Thanks
appreciate
so much
the
for
work.
Having
yes.
us.